At Governor State University, you're not just anywhere, you're where you belong. Learn how to put your passion first at the Governor State University undergraduate open house on Wednesday, April 24th from 5 to 8 p.m. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
I never thought we'd see anything that could rival the hug with his father in 1997, but we just did.
That would be the greatest scene in golf forever, Jim Nantz.
And that was hug with his children. If that doesn't bring a tear to your eye, if you're a parent, you're not human.
Middays on the Score.
I was crying before that. I didn't even need that. I was already a complete mess
really?
As a sports fan. Yeah,
wet noodly.
And through a lot. It's a huge deal, and it was very, very, very emotional and incredibly memorable, and one of the most significant sports stories of my lifetime. Here to put it all in perspective for us is a guy who covers sports and the media who covers sports. Richard Deitch is at Richard Deitch on Twitter. He of The Athletic and Fan 590 in Toronto joining us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. Richard, hello. How are you?
The glory has returned to your station. I'm well.
You know, Sports Illustrated's cover came out, and I saw that Michael Rosenberg's cover story was given a wordless cover. It is just that photo. What's the significance of that?
You want me to talk about my old employer? I love it. I think even the most casual sports fan understands that yesterday was a very, very significant day in American sports. Tiger Woods is the golfer that most people of multiple generations who are alive today know. You know, no offense to the Nicholas and Palmer crowd, but it's a long time ago. And people, because of his sort of, you know, because of everything that's happened to him, self-inflicted, and all the tabloid stuff, you're just aware of his story. And we're not too long ago where, I think correctly so, most golf experts were like, this guy's never going to win a major again. Maybe he's never going to play again. And so it's an incredible story given Tiger Woods' significance in the sports landscape. When he started, he was a crossover star that went from sports to popular culture. He, I think, asked us to ask some questions about race and things like that. Obviously, some of those questions pushed by Nike and done an incredibly sort of shameless marketing promotion. But still, you know, one of the most significant American athletes alive. And yesterday won the most important golf tournament that you can win. Sports Illustrated, to speak to them specifically, has had a long history with Tiger Woods. And so it's a pretty good choice by the editors. You know, to me, any time now in 2019 where a magazine, a print product, can get any kind of attention for the good as opposed to for layoffs or declining circulation, that's a good day. And so it was a beautiful cover. And shout out to the photographer who took that photo, which is a beautiful photo.
Yeah, I thought the field that he had to fight through to get the green jacket was an incredible one. You know, all of a sudden you had Dustin Johnson go and get a couple of birdies late, and you're like, where did he come from? Patrick Cantlay, same thing. Ricky Fowler had a nice little birdie lined up or an eagle putt lined up that would have put him among the leaders. And it felt as though the broadcast, I don't know if they forgot about these other guys, but it felt like they did, at least watching it, because everything was so Tiger-focused. What did you think of how they handled the last, I don't know, four, five, six holes?
Well, so here's how I'm going to answer this. It's important for your listeners to know. I don't watch a ton of golf. I watch the majors. I watch the Ryder Cup. Maybe if something sort of crazy is happening or interesting, I'll watch. So I'm truly the casual sports fan when it comes to golf. There are far more knowledgeable people in terms of when, you know, the technical part of golf that CBS or NBC or Fox do. That said, because I looked at yesterday like a casual sports fan, I wanted as much Tiger Woods as possible.
Yeah.
To me, that's the story. That's the story that's going to bring in the biggest audience. It's essentially what you want to know, what you want to see. The images around the course are related to him. So listen, I get it. I understand if you're a big Dustin Johnson fan or Molinari, although Molinari we obviously saw because he was with Tiger's crew. But, you know, if you're a Dustin Johnson fan or a fan of anybody who was sort of making a run behind him, you're right. You probably didn't get as many live shots as you wanted. But if you're CBS and if I was in that truck, I would have made the exact same calls that they did. I think you got to focus as much as you can on Tiger and then obviously show the shots, even if it's on tape, of those in the tournament who, you know, who are important and could be part of the story. But I thought they did really well. And again, you know, I talked to the producer late last night, and a lot of these events, and you guys know this too, you know, you come away with a certain memory or a certain something. And I think when all is said and done 5-10 years from now, people aren't going to remember. They might remember the shot on 16. They might remember Tiger 2 put it on 18. What you're really going to remember is you're going to remember the scene afterwards of him jumping, him hugging his caddy, him running over to his family, hugging his son, hugging his mother, daughter, girlfriend. Like, that's the scene from that Masters. And to me, that's, if you're CBS, that's the scene you got to nail. And I thought they nailed that. And oftentimes, the way I judge these broadcasts is, if you nailed the most important thing that I'm going to remember, generally speaking, it's a pretty good broadcast.
And there's Jim Nance in the middle of it, Jim Nancing on things as he does. And,
right.
And which is fine. You know, there, I think there's a time and a place for a big dollop of schmaltz. And it's good for what ails you. And I just think he gives you exactly what you need in the moment. Did he push a little too hard in Butler Cabin going for the emotion? Maybe a bit. But here's the thing. I think it's coming from a genuine place. That guy loves the Masters, loves golf, loves all of it. It would be different if I thought he was being a phony or being a character. Maybe I'm just soft, but I felt that he means all of that treacle.
Yeah, I think, listen, that's a good way to look at it. I find all that stuff absolute nonsense. I mean, the beautiful azaleas flowing, you know, this is a place where Arnie and Jack stood. It's like, enough. We got, like, some economic issues, Jim Nance. Calm down with the overarching golf stuff. That said, it is totally from a real place. I've talked to and interviewed Nance enough times to know he loves golf. You know, he loves golf the way I once loved Penelope Cruz. It is legit.
What happened?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Except his love for golf continues. So it's from a legit place. That's just who he is in golf. And the one thing I will say is, and I've tried, as I've gotten older, I sort of get a better sense of this. There are a lot of people who love golf, and they love